TOEIC Listening, 5 Tips to Know. Hello and welcome to episode 73 of the English Language Test Prep Radio Podcast, TOEIC Listening, 5 Tips to Know. I'm Professor Nguyen, a CELTA certified English instructor for more than 14 years now, helping candidates just like you to maximize their scores on the TOEFL, TOEIC, IELTS, or PTE exams. I'm the host of the English Language Test Prep Radio Podcast and author of the EnglishLanguageTestPrep.com blog, the blog dedicated to strengthening both your English test skills and word power so you're ready for the big exam day. The TOEIC listening is a long exam, and you need to be alert and ready for the types of questions the test takers have made for you. The questions follow one after another quickly. Remember to answer all the questions because there is no penalty for guessing. Now, let's look at these 5 specific tips to lift your TOEIC listening score. Tip number 1, know the test format and be familiar with the instructions. TOEIC listening is divided into 4 sections with 100 questions total. You will be asked to answer questions based on a variety of statements, questions, conversations, and talks recorded in English within 45 minutes. In part 1, the photograph, 6 questions. Select the best statement that describes what's happening in the photo. In part 2, question and response, 25 questions. You hear a question and you must choose the best answer among 3 responses. In part 3, conversations, 39 questions. Similar to part 2, but instead you hear a conversation and you have to answer 3 questions about it. And in part 4, talks, 30 questions. Answer 3 questions about a talk one person gives. Know how each section works so you can save time and prepare your mind for the task at hand. Be sure to do practice tests so you can get a good feel for each question before test day. Tip number 2, make vocabulary study a priority during your TOEIC prep. Some vocabulary repeats on the exam. A good preparation is a broad exposure to different types of words to boost your overall English fluency. Plus, for instance, in part 1, be familiar with prepositions of place and verbs of movement in the present progressive or present continuous mode, that is, the ing. And in parts 3 and 4, be sure you are aware of these vocabulary terms, words associated with making an appointment, weather reports, business trips for a seminar or conference, communication in business, and finally, trade. Tip number 3, predict answers as much as possible. Are you good at making predictions? This is a key skill for TOEIC listening. You can get an advantage in parts 1, 3, and 4 in particular. Here's how. In part 1, look at the photo before the audio starts. What are the key features? What's happening? Therefore, you need the present progressive or present continuous tense. Listen carefully to the audio and answer the question based on the photo. In parts 3 and 4, read the question before the audio starts. What do you think the conversation or talk will be about? Get some clues from the question and prepare your mind to be alert for the details in the audio. Tip number 4, engage in active listening. Focus on hearing not only the words that another person is saying, but more importantly, the complete message being communicated. Once the whole message is absorbed by the brain, it is easier for you to choose the correct answer presented on the exam. Listen carefully to details, intonation, and stress. Understand the main idea and supporting information. And finally, tip number 5, build English listening confidence. Unfortunately, often candidates feel nervous during the test. While natural to a point, be sure to work on your confident English during your test prep. Listen to podcasts or short TV shows in English. How well do you understand what is happening? Try not to use the captions. Close your eyes. That forces your ears to be more sensitive to the audio and has been shown to increase comprehension. Also, engage in conversations with other friends who speak English. Get into the rhythm and intonation of English and see your confidence soar in your ability to use the language and also understand what is being said. In conclusion, wow, now you have these 5 tips to be better prepared for the TOEIC listening test. So awesome. Get more TOEIC listening and reading tips so that you can score more when you join my email blog. Simply visit bit.ly/TOEIC-LR-blogs. Don't forget to check out the presentation and transcript for episode 73 at bit.ly/ELTPR073. Thank you for joining me today. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you got a lot of value out of your lesson today. I'm Professor Nguyen. Good luck studying for your TOEIC listening and reading tests to get the highest score possible. P.S. Do you need to improve your PTE skills before the exam? Let Professor Nguyen help you. Simply visit bit.ly/2HRENC to schedule a 2-hour class with me, and I'll help you strengthen your PTE and English skills for the test.